X. It feels like nothing special having to work there in the parking lot in Thessaloniki, observing the mobile doctors scrape out dead tissue, leaving large holes, dabbing iodine onto frostbitten toes of refugees in groups waiting in the puddles, while I think if maybe this one was wading through water during a freeze without being able to change his socks. Thoughts diverted by how people bring socks to change during the attempted crossing of the border, and how to keep them dry with any certainty. And if now it really is worth it, bringing them along, because on the other side, all will be good. But they're back here, again, with the doctors in the car park. Those there are oldish injuries, tissue not given a chance to heal. Next stop, the local hospital and amputation. And who did he lose on the way without having made it across the border? Was he beaten by police? Was he humiliated? Did he fail himself in the attempt? Did a brother or sister make it, but not him? Is he alone here now? And will do anything to not remain alone here? Will they try again tomorrow? With toes soon about to fall off, gangrene costing them feet, legs, life. All will be better in summer. Everyone says so. All will be better in summer. Also more guards at the border in summer. More dogs. More beatings. Better do it now. Tonight. It lays eggs inside of me. I can travel. I can leave it behind. I can come back, work some more, leave it. Again, but it lays eggs inside of me, and I don't know how they will hatch, what will come out of those eggs when it happens. Once it happens.